Welcome back to Rise Up Weekly. I'm Coy Wire, and joining me tonight is Randy Waters. Randy, we've had a good time with some of our players doing a segment that we call Questionable Questions. Now, you've been in sports broadcasting for about 40 years now. That's almost half a century.
Where's my cane?
It's right there. You dropped it. You know, sometimes, you know, you ask the same questions, and it gets a bit monotonous. And sometimes you just want to ask players something completely off the wall.
I agree. Sometimes their reactions, they're surprised, but sometimes you got to do that. Just break up the monotony a little bit and give fans something interesting.
I think the fans want that as well. So I had a chance to talk to Joplo Bartu, and he said a few things that definitely made us laugh. Check it out. If Coach Smith had a tattoo, what would it be?
An anchor like Popeye the Sailor Man.
Where?
Probably on his ankle.
What's one weird or unique feature about your body? Or just a weird anomaly?
Well, I got the box head.
Who would make the best WWE professional wrestler on the football team?
Star, Tyler Star. He got the long hair, big guy, you know. He got the long hair, the persona, everything for a wrestler.
Biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve, I hate when people smack or chew with their mouth open.
If you could be invisible for one day, what would you do?
I'll probably go upstairs and see what the coaches talk about.
Most embarrassing song in your music library?
Mariah Carey, Dream Lover.
It's out there now. Mariah Carey, Dream Lover, Come Rescue Me, Joplo?
Hey, come on. Mine's George Strait and Amarillo by Morning. Give him a break.
Okay, I may like some Carly Rae Jepsen as well. But anyways, all right, Randy, you've had quite a few interviews in your day. I want to ask you two questions. One, what was the best interview? Who was the best interview you ever had? And then also, has anything ever really awkward happened or weird happened during an interview?
Maybe the best, at least one of the best, would be the legendary Kentucky basketball coach Adolph Rupp. I did the last interview with him before he passed away. And his thoughts, I mean, it was a history book just opening up. Another guy was incredibly enjoyable to me. And fortunately, he's still with us, Phil Negro. Phil just,
he's,
I mean,
his, one, huh?
His story, his baseball stories, and they're clean. They're family stories are
no
unbelievable.
Blue button necessary.
I think the most awkward thing, believe it or not, was related to boxing, but not with a boxer, Holyfield Tyson 2 in Las Vegas.
Oh,
prior
okay.
to the fight.
Right.
Rodney Dangerfield was appearing at the same venue the week of the fight. Okay, this is Holyfield Tyson 2. So I told the public relations guy for the fight, I said, why don't you get Rodney to come over and do some interviews with some of us reporters to help promote the fight?
Brilliant.
Said, great idea.
Brilliant.
I said, now, since I want the first one with Rodney, he said, okay, no problem. So Rodney gets out of his limo, comes over to the media tent there near, I can't remember which venue that fight was at. I think MGM.
Uh-huh.
But he gets out, and he comes in, and the guy hooks us up, and we start the interview.
Right.
And I said to Rodney, I said, hey, you know, Holyfield's like you. You know, he beats Tyson in the first fight, but he's the underdog in the rematch. He gets no respect.
Oh.
And Rodney just kind of stares at me and goes, hey, that's good. You think of that yourself? You know, I went, well, yeah. And it went downhill from there.
Yeah.
And later on, they told me, look, when Rodney's on stage, he's in the mode.
Right.
But at his age and so on, when he's off, it wasn't good.
You did a heck of an impression, by the way. Your impression was really good. Coming up next on Rise Up Weekly, Rashawn and our fantasy football guru have some draft advice. And later in the show, the Falcons had a grill competition earlier this summer. Now, Jonathan Babineau, he was the host with the most for the competition. And you're not going to want to miss any of this.